and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. Election day is here. And if you head to the polls and you decide who you're going to vote for based on the amount of lawn signs that they've shoved in front of that school, that's all I need to know about you. You ever think, like, it's like a race for the politicians. Like, how many of my signs can I put up before the competitor gets here and puts up their signs? There's 7,000 signs in that front lawn.
Yeah. I do believe that there are some people that vote based on the color scheme and stuff like that.
Think so?
You ever notice that? They switch back and forth, like, party to party each election cycle almost. Like, they steal the colors of the one that won the last time.
I mean, aren't they all just red, white, and blue, but different variations?
Yes, but it's
it?
The combination.
Oh,
and
good.
It's the shade of blue.
Right.
And those type of things. Yes. Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you. I just wonder, like, when you get there, you have to have some idea who you're voting
you
for.
You would hope so. Don't go.
Right. Well, no.
I mean, if you're making your mind inside the ballot box, then you actually have not taken any time to think about the issues. Mm-hmm. So you probably shouldn't vote.
Well, that's interesting that you bring that up, because we always say you should always vote. It is your right as an American to vote.
But unless you're a moron, you shouldn't. Vote. If you're a moron, you definitely should probably skip voting. I would prefer you did.
No, I'd rather you count how many signs are in the front, and whoever has the most signs is who you're going to vote
for. Why don't
we
just have the candidates rock, paper, scissors for the position at that point, right?
Listen, some of these races, it might as well just come down to that.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
And you're right, and I don't have a problem with it. But listen, take the time. Google something, you know, read the paper, do some things like that
or
before you cast a vote.
Count how many lawn signs there are.
Perfect.
That's what we'll do.
You're not part of the solution, Anna.
On your drive to the polling place,
yes,
look, pay attention to the lawns and then see who has the most. And that's who you vote for.
There is a guy, and you know, the funny thing is I can't say his name because he's a cousin.
Okay.
Now everybody's a cousin when your wife's Sicilian, but he's a cousin. Mm-hmm. And the only time I ever see this guy is that election cycle. It's the only time that I see him, but he talks to me like I'm his dearest, dearest cousin through marriage that he's ever met.
Because he wants your vote.
He never talks to me any other time. I run into him at the diner, say hello. He looks at me like he doesn't know who I am.
Because he needs your vote.
That's right.
Well, that's right.
Well, he's not getting it.
You're not voting for your cousin? That's sadness.
Not that one. I have another cousin in another race now.
Of course you do.
If you think I care about a mayoral candidate's position on global warming, the Green New Deal, or the Syrian war,
here we go.
That's all I need to know about. Just talk to me about my taxes and the pothole that's on 217.
Well,
that's what I care about.
You do make a good point where I think that politicians, a lot of times, our local politicians, keep talking about the big, big, big picture.
Right?
And it's like, no, I really, like, there's a hole on my street. Like, are you going to fix that?
And they don't actually have any input on that greater problem for the globe. So, I mean, it's not like I don't care. It's just that I don't care what you think about it.
Let's start with the fact that I've been asking for a speed bump on my street for years.
Thank you.
You know, let's
see
start
that?
There.
Let's get one of those in there, right?
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
It is a municipal election year, which means you're going to be voting for mayors, first selectmen across the state today.
Yes.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
City councils, that type of thing. Yes, it's an important day, Anna Zapp. Honestly, national elections are important, but locally, especially in the state of Connecticut, a lot of this comes down to money today.
Well, right. And the thing is, too, is that a lot of times, like, you go to these places and you've never even heard of these people.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand sending out information in the mail,
right?
But let's be honest. None of us want those phone calls. And I have gotten so many phone calls that, like, I was almost going to change my mind on who I was voting for.
Last night, Alicia and I are sitting on the couch watching TV, and both of our phone rings inside of 60 seconds, back to back. And, of course, both of us, this is America. You just ignore your cell phone. But then when hers rings with the same number, we're like, oh, my gosh, of course you think about your kids.
Right,
and is it an emergency?
Yeah.
It wasn't an emergency in a zap. It was somebody urging us to get out the vote tomorrow for a candidate that we support. The interesting thing was the woman was chewing food the entire phone call.
Well, I mean, it was dinner time. Are they instructed to call at dinner time?
No, it was later for us.
Was it? Well, she was hungry.
It was like 9 something. This woman was
Doritos
having full
time.
Takeout.
Yeah.
It wasn't chips.
No.
It was certainly some some sort of meat.
I got the phone call, and I was aggravated because I answer all the calls because a lot of times they're important. So now I'm kind of being forced to answer my phone.
Of course.
And it's a local number, so I answer it. And the woman on the other end is like, oh, I just want to make sure that you're voting tomorrow. And they said the candidate's name. Will you be supporting them?
Right.
And I'm like, yes. Like the last three times you've called me.
Right.
And I'm in the middle of making dinner. The baby's crying.
Right. Of course. The baby's always crying.
And I figured the second
that's
I
what
say,
their job is.
That's what they do is they cry.
That's what they do.
You would think the second I say to her, okay, yes, yes, you have my vote. I will be there tomorrow.
Then you'd be off the phone.
No.
You'd be in the clear.
You know what she says to me?
What?
The polls are open from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Uh-huh.
What time will you be voting? And I paused. I go, well, I'm not sure
100%
yet.
Sure.
I'm like, I have some...
When I get there, do you hear a baby? There's a baby, lady.
I'm like, I have meetings. Now I'm over-rational. I go, I have meetings.
Now you're over-explaining what you're going to do with the turn to this stranger.
And then she says to me, and I kid you not, she goes, will it be early morning, mid-morning, early afternoon, late afternoon, early evening? And I was like, I think. And now I'm like, I believe probably around 1:30.
Now you're trying to figure out in their mind what their definition of early afternoon is versus yours.
I'm
right.
Like, what do I have to say to this lady to get her off the phone?
Anything to get off the phone.
Anything.
You know what? I mean, obviously they're doing it because they want to know when their big numbers are going to come in, they think, you know?
But seriously? Still,
but right.
For
I mean,
the
there's a baby
Norwalk
crying
election,
in the background.
Like,
you can hear the smoke alarm. Right. Like, let me go, you know?
Oh, yeah. But I like the fact that you were getting text messages from the politicians for the campaigns.
Throughout the campaign, both sides of it, because I'm registered with one party, but I vote another way sometimes. It depends. So I've been getting text messages. My answer has always been to send them interesting gifts.
That's smart.
Yeah. Like one was like, can we count on your vote? And then I put the scene from Happy Gilmore where the big guy with the nail in his head, if you haven't seen it, spoiler alert, and he says, you can count on me meeting you in the parking lot.
Nice.
When he's threatening Shooter McGavin. I sent that back to them.
That's smart.
They
that
didn't respond
sense.
To
they
that.
No.
But they've never sent me another one. And from the other party, they sent me one. They were like, can we count on your vote? And I sent them back Tyler Perry as Madea.
Oh, good.
And she was going, hail to the yay.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah.
So I think everybody knows where my loyalties lie today.
But not for nothing. If I had to choose between a phone call or a text, 100% I would rather have a text.
Yeah, because then you can send back fun photos.
Yeah, get ready for all the Beyonce pictures and memes. Oh, you know how it is. Your spouse says, I'm not going to be home tonight. I got to work late. Mm. Or I'm away. I'm not going to be around for the next couple days. And you think to yourself, oh, that's too bad. Yes!
Yes, I'm so sad. But
right.
Now I'll be eating salad and cereal from a mixing bowl the next 2 days.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. What is that thing you do whenever your spouse isn't home? 1-800-330-9999. We asked on our Facebook page, and this came up because Raven's wife was away, and he started doing home projects that he knew that she wouldn't approve of.
Well, she would just have something to say. I don't really need her input. I love my wife's input when I'm asleep.
Yeah.
So I cut out a couple windows, and I built a wall and put in shelves. I redid the entire garage, and I've left her 5 stackable shelves, 36 inches wide in the whole garage.
Nice.
I mean, it feels very generous. I got to be honest with you.
Basically, whenever my husband's away, I use that as an opportunity to eat cereal and ice cream for dinner, and my daughters, and they seem very happy by that.
I'm over-reward my dogs.
Home. And she'll be like, yes, chocolate chip cookie dough.
Seems so irresponsible.
No, as a mom, you got to do things like that every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know?
I guess I tell myself the same thing when I give my dogs like their 4th milk bone of the night. Here you go. You've been a good boy.
You've been a good
boy. There you go. I've nearly bought a Tesla like 5 times through their app on
that's,
that. I've told you that.
Dangerous. I don't think your wife, Alicia, should ever leave the house again.
I've told you that.
Yep. Pamela wrote on our Facebook page, and this is my favorite comment of all time. Seriously, anything I can get away with, including having a cleaning service come while I'm at the spa. Also, while he's gone, I make sure he thinks that I'm working 12-hour days. So smart.
Right on top of it. Right. Punish them to make them feel guilty about the fact that you were away. I love that.
Also,
that's
on our
ingenious.
Facebook page, Colleen wrote, she sleeps later. Yeah, definitely. And changes the yard. That sounds like an actual activity.
So
I
it's the
like
same
doing.
Thing as me. Like, you take on those projects that you really don't want their input. You've already decided in your mind what is the best course of action. Best course of action is send your spouse away.
Right. Michelle wrote, turn her music all the way up and watch the Kardashians and any other programs that he hates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's common, right?
Yeah. Real Housewives, anything. Get all of that out of the way.
Right. Tina wrote, the 100% thing I agree with is the thing I don't do when my spouse isn't home is cook. Me either. That's why we cereal and ice cream.
Cooking for one person is, you know,
or
if
your
we're
children.
Not, if we're not talking shells and cheese with the squeezable cheese, then we're not talking about real, you know, like don't do it.
1-800-330-9999. What is that thing you do when your spouse isn't home?
Good morning. I watch classic films.
Classic films, like Turner classic movies?
Like the 20s, 30s, 40s.
Yes. You know, those old movies are fantastic, but to get somebody to sit there, I'll be honest, it's usually a slow build, and if it's in black and white, it's tough.
I watch Some Like It Hot. That's my favorite movie to watch when nobody's home, because mm-hmm. no one else in my family wants to watch that.
Nobody else will deal with it.
No, and my right. daughter Hayden, who's 10, doesn't even understand.
And Raven, what's that thing you do when your spouse isn't home?
Oh, I binge on Lifetime and Hallmark movies.
Right. I mean, everybody's going to get something before Santa gets there. Somebody's going to make out with Santa. Somebody's not going to trust the babysitter before Santa gets there. The nanny is going to marry Santa. What's going on these channels?
Exactly. All of the above.
The Hallmark Channel and their Christmas movies are already being on. Like, that is my plan for the next month.
I'll tell you, though, one thing that I know about all these channels here, the guy is always going to be wrong. Unless it's the one where he gets the Christmas spirit at the end.
He's also always going to be handsome.
Well, yeah. No, he'll be handsome, but he's going to be wrong.
Right. Thank you for the call.
My husband always guesses who is going to end up with the guy and tries to be crazy. He'll walk into the room and say, he's going to do it.
I hate those people.
1-800-330-9999. What is that thing you do when your spouse isn't home? You know that feeling, your significant other, you know, you're kind of sad they're not coming home, or maybe they're away for business or whatever it is. But there's part of you that's like, oh, it's party time.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you're going to survive the thing. You're married.
Yeah. What is that thing that you do for yourself when your spouse isn't home? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Okay, I'm going to try and make this radio air appropriate. But I get home, I take off my constricting undergarments, put on my comfiest sweatpants and sweatshirt, and call it a night.
Yeah.
That's it. There's nothing right. else that happens. You just come home from work and hibernate.
No, it's like you get off your bra and you take, you know, you're just like comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you live in a bra when your spouse is home normally? Does he make you stay in a bra? Because we will call somebody for you. We will call somebody for you. I'm not going to allow this person to just lock you up with that. My wife, the second we were out of public, she's taking that bra off. She can do it while driving with no hands.
You guys can't relate to how uncomfortable they are. They stink.
It's true.
I'm sure.
First thing I do when I get home is take off my bra. When I take off my bra, the party's over. The night is ended. I am not leaving again. That is signaling the end of the day. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you do when your significant other isn't home?
I throw his pillow on the floor and I sleep in the middle of the bed.
Yes! Amen! Amen to that.
Get and he's away room. Right now, so I am loving life.
Right. Still in bed right now. Congratulations.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Haley and Dean. Haley, let's start with you. What's going on?
So I homeschool our 2 children, and lately I've noticed that they've just been real lazy, and I've had a hard time getting them up and ready for the day, and then sitting through and paying attention to their lessons. And I want to try getting them school uniforms just to like establish a routine and get them in the mindset that they're ready to learn and they're in like a school setting. Mm-hmm. And my husband doesn't really like that idea. I just want to get other people's thoughts and opinions on it, because I think that it could really have them take school more seriously, even though we're in our home, you
so,
know?
Let me understand this. You want to get uniforms as if they're going to a private school or a school that has uniforms, even though they're home? What's the matter with them just getting dressed in their regular clothes?
They're just still late. They don't take it seriously. They're still too comfortable in their own clothes, you know? They don't sit up straight. They just look too comfortable. Does that make sense? Like, I don't know how exactly to describe it.
Well, I mean, they do say you dress for the job you want.
That's
so
what,
I guess,
mean, first thing in the military, you got to make your bed, right? Yeah. You got to eat in 6 minutes.
I understand that you get up, you put your uniform on, you come sit at the table. That I kind of understand. It's Dean, why are you against this?
I try to say this in the most non-rude way possible. I just think it's dumb, personally. You know, there are thousands of kids every day who go to school dressed in, you know, not the greatest outfit or uniform. Same with homeschooled kids. And they do fine. They excel. I think this more boils down to structure and just telling the kids what they have to do and making sure you follow through. At the end of the day, they're children and they need someone to take the reins, so to speak, or else they're just going to do whatever they want.
Bad coaching.
I think is what's happening.
That's what he blames it on. He blames it on bad coaching.
Like, he's just literally blaming me, yeah.
It's like being in the front office of the Giants right now. This is perfect. Or the Jets, for that matter. Oh, it's good to be right next to New York.
But, Haley, you're, like, going to go to a store and buy actual uniforms?
Yeah, or order them online. Like, I have seen them in some stores, but, you know, there's a website I can get them from. What is the harm? Can we at least try this to see if it has an effect?
Haley, you make a really good argument, and what we can do is ask our audience, and they may agree with you. If you think that uniforms is going to get your children more in the mindset of being at school, even though they're home and being homeschooled, then go for it. But they may see Dean's side, too. It's trying to put a Band-Aid on an open wound, and you have to address the bigger issue where the kids aren't really showing up to learn because they're in home, and how are you going to address that? Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yes, I will listen to what your audience has to say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Haley and Dean, well, they homeschool their kids, and Haley says they've been slacking off a lot lately, so she wants to get school uniforms, actual school uniforms, so when they get up in the morning, that's what they wear to get in the mindset that it's time for school. Dean says it's the most ridiculous thing he's ever heard, and the real issue is that she needs to learn how to discipline the kids if they're home.
Get those kids up. Get those kids dressed. They shouldn't have been going to school in their pajamas, period. You know, give them a chore to do in the morning or something like that. Clear the dishes after cereal or after breakfast.
It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court, Star 99.9, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999.
Haley's side, but not the uniform. The idea that the kids do have to get up and get motivated, and at least she's recognizing the problem and trying to do something about it. Maybe an alternative would be, instead of a uniform, put on exercise clothes and maybe do some exercise in the morning
Them
motivated, like put in school, like gym would be at school, because that's a problem with staying at home. Being homeschooled is a lack of, you know, motivation to get up and leave the house and do something physical. So maybe that would be a solution instead of a uniform, a gym.
Can you imagine every morning they got to get up and get dressed and go run around the house and do laps?
Do Tai Chi before we start the show. That would be a good idea. I agree. An activity, getting up and getting moving in the morning, would be helpful. At the same time, why did it take till fourth grade and their grades failing in homeschooling to realize that you should make your kids get out of their pajamas? Of course you should.
But this sounds like a relatively new problem.
Who teaches your kids to live in their pajamas? It's a terrible choice.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hey, I say wear the uniforms. It's an absolutely great idea. Instead of rolling out of bed in their PJs and muddling on through their math book, why not have some structure?
I got to be honest. I don't think this is the craziest idea in the world. I think there's something at the mindset of, I put on my uniform, I go sit at the table, now I learn.
You know who wears uniforms? Inmates, all right? Communists. That's who's wearing a uniform.
Also, my daughter who goes to private school.
Well,
okay.
That's different. She signed up for that.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the side of getting ready and definitely getting dressed. I'm a teacher, so I feel like I have a little bit of understanding of scheduling with children. And I just feel like kids need to have structure. And if they have that structure, then they understand what they're supposed to do and they continue on with their day.
I've got it solved, Anna.
Yep.
Sign them up for the Marines.
No, I don't think that's...
They're going to be fine.
Not even an option.
They are going to be fine.
Just got to learn how to multiply.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Haley, our audience agreed with you. Not the worst idea in the world. Put them in uniforms, get them in the mindset it's time to learn, and maybe changing their clothes will make them focus more.
Okay, great. That's okay, Dean. Can we order some clothes just to see if it works? That sounds great.
I mean, you do whatever you want to do. I just completely disagree. I think it's going to cause more harm than good. I think they're going to start complaining about the uniforms, and that's going to be a complete side conversation as opposed are just focusing on the work, their education.
You're no fun, Dean. You know what I suggest is
I know.
Start dressing them for the jobs that you might want them to have or they might want to have. So Monday, it's private school uniforms. Tuesday, they're astronauts. Wednesday, they're jet fighters. Thursday,
that's not a bad idea.
Right, have some fun with this. Friday, we're clowns. You know, whatever you want.
That's not a bad idea, yeah.
All right. If you have an issue, too, send an email, couplescore@star999.com.
Before it breaks. I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina Wine Mixer.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
My t-shirt's stuck to my sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Are you asking me for a divorce?
Yay!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Pepsi, returning champion. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, man.
Okay, Pepsi.
Not really.
Yeah. Pepsi, you could take him down today. There's some tricky ones. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions.
All right.
He's out in the hall. He can't hear us. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, we give you that $100 to Little Pub. You ready?
Sounds good. Let's go.
Number 1, Matthew McConaughey made meals for first responders of the California wildfires. Who was his co-star in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
That's Kate Hudson.
Number 2, 90 Day Fiancé Season 7's new cast is getting mixed reviews from fans. What network is 90 Day Fiancé on?
I believe it's TLC.
Number 3, Keanu Reeves showed off his first girlfriend in over a decade. What movie series does Keanu and Alex Winter star as slackers with a new 2020 movie coming?
Slackers?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with Matrix.
Number 4, Ellen DeGeneres will receive the Carol Burnett Award at the Golden Globes. What was the name of the groundbreaking comedy variety show that Carol Burnett hosted?
I don't know.
And number 5, Lady Gaga is coming back to the big screen in a new movie about the Gucci murder. What is Lady Gaga's real name?
Stephanie Germata.
Okay. Ready?
How do you do?
Today you have potato chips with you. That's nice.
That's right. Nachos. Okay. Nachos. I just realized that there's still a pie and some cupcakes in the fridge, though. So.
Okay. Big day here. All right.
Right.
Pepsi got 3 out of 5.
That's surprising. Here's the thing, Pepsi. I'll be honest with you. I haven't read a single piece of news today. So today would have been a good day to get me. These must be very tricky.
Number 1, Matthew McConaughey made meals for first responders of the California wildfires. Who was his co-star in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Kate Hudson. I love that movie.
Yep.
I love the movies that they make together. They're terrible movies. That was the best of the terrible movies they made together. I love that movie.
Okay.
They have great chemistry.
Matthew McConaughey actually turned 50 years old on Friday, and he started his Instagram. Man. That's a new thing. Like, now all the people that said they weren't going on the gram are now on the gram.
You know what? I love him. He's fantastic. Great
Number
talent.
2, 90 Day Fiancé Season 7's new cast is getting mixed reviews from fans. What network is 90 Day Fiancé on?
Oh, I'm just going to take a shot. TLC.
That's right.
Wow.
Number 3, Keanu Reeves shows off his first girlfriend in over a decade. What movie series does Keanu and Alex Winter star as slackers with a new 2020 movie coming?
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. So wait a minute.
He's got a new girlfriend.
And he made it official?
He made it official, and there was totally PDA. They're holding hands
My
in public and everything.
My whole world revolves around Keanu Reeves over the last, like, 8 months or so. So, this is an electrifying Can't Beat Raven.
And she's not super famous. She's a 46-year-old
woman. No,
of
course she's not.
Alexandra Grant. Oh, you know
that?
He's
the best. No, yeah. Keanu's the best. He's the best of us.
You guys are tied at 3.
Who's also a ninja.
Number 4, Ellen DeGeneres will receive the Carol Burnett Award at the Golden Globes. What was the name of the groundbreaking comedy variety show that Carol Burnett hosted?
Wasn't it the Carol Burnett Show?
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, he beat you, Pepsi. Number 5, Lady Gaga is coming back to the big screen in a new movie about Gucci murder. What's Lady Gaga's real name?
Stephanie Gucci murder movie Gaga.
Okay. Yeah, Stephanie Germanotta.
Yeah, I would have never got that.
All right, Pepsi, on. I'm sorry he beat you 4-3 this morning.
He did it. Stop you from trouble, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you so much for playing this morning.
Better luck next time.
We got another shot for you to get the cheat sheet, the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. That is coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley. Looking for the biggest Charlie Puth fan in Connecticut. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I think we have Maria on the phone.
Oh my God, please don't tell me I won.
You are going to meet Charlie Puth.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, no way.
Yes way.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
Are you all right? Don't drop the phone. We got to talk to you, Maria.
Right. Okay.
Oh my God.
All right, make your breathing match mine.
Oh my God.
Nice, Maria, and slow.
I got to say that your message and your email, everything was fantastic. But do you know that your mom also wrote the nicest message about you and all that you guys have gone through to go getting close as possible to Charlie Puth over the years?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you have to read me something now. I mean, you're going to talk all about this and not read me anything, Anna Zapp?
Okay. So, Maria, is this okay with you? Can I read the message that you had sent?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, Maria. Bro, I am the biggest Charlie Puth super fan. I've been a fan of his for years. I do The Extreme for him. The Extreme is a song. Mm-hmm. I've camped out outside to see him on the Today Show in New York City just to be a couple inches away from him, but I've not met him. I've traveled to other states to see him as well on his tours. I get all of his social media notifications sent to my phone so I don't miss anything.
Right.
Get it? Anything is a song. His music has grown so much, and I'm really proud of the artist he has become. His music is so pure and real. It is different than any other artist, is why I support him so much. I annoy all my friends and family all the time about anything that has to do with him. I really would love the opportunity to meet him. I would love his attention. Get it? Attention.
Oh, I bet he's going to get it.
I am only one call away to be the winner. Please make my dream come true.
Oh, I see what happened there. She worked in a bunch at the end. It was a little trifecta there right at the end. Nice. Yeah. Well done.
And your mom, Patty, wrote the sweetest message, too. She says she's entering for her daughter, you, who's a super fan. She says, I've camped out with Maria numerous times for Charlie. The Today Show, Good Morning America, several concerts to make sure she would get front row. I'm a single mom of five, and I try my best to make sure my daughter is able to see Charlie as much as she can. I would do anything for my daughter, and I really think she deserves this chance. I have been through so many events and concerts for this guy.
I was going to say, I mean, camping out, single mom of five. Wow, what a job there. I mean, do you guys use cots? That's what I really need to know. How about fatigue flooring?
He comes out in the free cold for him, everything.
Oh, my gosh. On the rocks, Anna Zapp. I need a cot. Congratulations. You're going to meet Charlie Puth. I feel like you are completely worthy. Who are you coming with? Are you bringing your mom?
I hope so.
I was going to say.
My mom.
Right. I mean, his new single is called Mother. It would be kind of strange if you didn't bring her.
Yeah. You guys should actually bring a tent and set up here in the studio. So it'll be like old times.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Walnut Hill Community Church.
Those are the new Milford Bull cheerleaders, and they are headed to Disney World. Danielle Lebrando, she is a cheer mom and one of the girls' moms. Danny, you must be so excited for the girls.
We are very proud of the girls.
How did this even happen?
Pop Warners on August 1st, teams from all over the state of Connecticut start their season. Our girls took the field. We had no idea at that point they would go anywhere close to winning states or locals, you know, and placing at regionals, which gets them to nationals.
You know, I've seen a lot of great cheerleading over the years here. What does it take to be championship quality? Is it the choreography? Is it a pyramid that goes more than two levels? What is it?
Well, it definitely takes good coaches, dedication, and that fire.
How old are the girls?
They range from 9 to 12.
So are they excited to go down to Disney? And when do you guys actually leave?
They're extremely excited. We had our first post-regionals practice yesterday, and there was no focusing. They just want to celebrate and have fun. We actually leave December 11th.
Did you guys prepare for this, or all of a sudden now you have to pay all this money and go to Disney World?
I think we all hoped it. As parents, we hoped our children would do really well at regionals because they had a really great season. But it is kind of a shock when you realize, oh my God, we all have to go and take these girls, make that commitment very soon.
Well, I think it's really smart that you're having a bake sale on Election Day because, you know, everybody loves to get their cupcakes and brownies
today.
That's
the day I bring the bucks for the bake sale. Right. I mean, I have to go to the ATM on the way home.
Yep.
Exactly. There's a lot of fundraising that will happen over the next 5 weeks.
So if you want to help support the new Milford Bulls cheerleaders as they head to Disney next month, you can check out their bake sale. It's happening right now on the new Milford Post Office Green in New Milford. It goes till 2:00 today. Danny, but they're not the only kids from Connecticut that are heading down to Disney to cheer, right?
No, we have 36 teams headed down to Nationals. So I would check out the local Pop Warner football and cheer pages.
That's
because
crazy.
We have cheerleaders going to Nationals. We have football teams going to states and regionals. and all of the sports teams need your support.
36 teams from this state. I mean, that's amazing. Did no other states get in?
I don't understand.
No other states are allowed in. Connecticut clearly is superior at cheering. 36 teams.
Well, then the funny part is Connecticut's not really known as cheerleaders. Usually you think like Alabama or Kansas.
No, let's step that up.
Yeah.
Right? Connecticut, we just think rich guy parking lot, now also slash cheerleaders.
That's it. As long as they're between the ages of 9 and 12.
That's right.
Well, Danny.
And their moms are able to bake.
Right, exactly.
Wonderful items.
Well, Danny, congratulations to the girls. Give Morgan a big hug and a kiss from me. And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Anna and Raven, we're going to Disney to compete at
National. It's election day. Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. And I think the real winners today, not only the politicians that get the most votes tonight, but are the kids because they don't have to go to school.
Mm-hmm. Or me in the bake sale line. That's always a big one, too. But yeah, kids, I always think to myself, do I remember getting days off when I was young? No, it was all a grind.
We have the boys from St. Thomas Aquinas in Fairfield joining us. What's going on, kids?
Nothing.
How come whenever I ask my daughter what she learned in school today, the first thing she says is nothing? Like, do you guys actually learn things at school?
Yeah.
Well, that's not good to know. Not really. Good. Gabriel, I believe you're the class president. Jump on that mic. So what does it entail by being the class president?
Right. What do you have to do? What's your job?
I go to, like, the meetings, mm-hmm. and I have to represent what we did at the meetings to my class.
So you tell the people at these meetings what the rest of you guys have been working on?
Well, what they want for the school to happen, mm-hmm. with my class. And
what are the big items you guys are after right now?
We have this thing at our school called Nut Cards,
mm-hmm.
where we wear uniforms.
Okay.
And if we bring a nut card, we can wear whatever we want.
Oh.
So
it's a get out of uniform jail free card.
I thought the exact same thing.
Right. It's good.
Gabriel, do you have a cabinet? Are your friends here your cabinet? Like the people that work for you?
You're bored?
No. They're kind of just my friends.
Yeah, I guess.
You know what? One friend's got to do the work. The rest of them got to be the entourage.
Yeah, I get it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like ASAP Rocky. He's got one of those too. Yeah.
Are any of you going with your parents to go to the polls today to go voting?
I am.
Are you going to a basketball game?
Day off. Yeah. They want to be as far as possible.
We're going to Fairfield.
Graham, you said you're going to go to the polls with your parents, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about going to vote with your parents?
I don't know. It's kind of quiet. That's what I like.
The quietness of it. Right.
Yeah. That annoying other classmate is gone.
Right.
I'm not telling you how to do your job, Gabe, but I'm just saying that in the future, maybe lobby for a soda machine. Oh, soda's out with kids. Right. How about a giant sloth? A giant sloth in the lunchroom. Does that sound good to everybody? Sounds good to me.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What are you? We've met Gabriel and we've met Graham. What are your guys' names?
Brendan.
Say into the mic.
Hi, my name is Brendan.
And who else?
Hi, my name is Owen.
Hi, my name is Declan.
Well, thank you guys for coming and spending the morning with us, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your day off.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Star 99.9. The